You see, my friend, being a true child of God means one has to have experienced the new birth. This new birth is not the result of a christening or a confirmation. It is a result of a personal, premeditated choice to repent of our sin and give our lives to Jesus Christ in faith. It is not earned by our good works or efforts. It is trusting in the sacrificial life and death of Jesus Christ when He gave His life on the cross for you and me. I remember my dad talking about the Shelton clan when I was young. You see, my dad had 7 brothers and 1 sister. Now, friend, that's not a group or a gang. That's a mob. For a person like me growing up as an only child, I can't even imagine 9 children all under one roof. That is amazing. I love to hear my dad tell about the adventures and sometimes misadventures of growing up in a large family. I doubt that there was ever a dull moment. Believe it or not, my dad and his brothers did not always get along. In fact, I'm sure like all siblings, they could probably mix it up pretty well. Somehow, brothers and sisters learn real quick how to push each other's hot buttons. Many of the times I've heard my dad and my uncles talking about getting into it with each other. But one thing was always true. Though they could fuss and fight with each other, if anyone outside the family picked a fight with one of the brothers, they would have to take on the whole clan. The presence of a common foe had a tendency to bring feuding brothers together. I suppose it just proves out the old saying that blood is thicker than water. And though that is not always the case, it is often true. You see, my friend, the family ties in the Shelton clan are strong. And just like there are strong bonds that hold families together through the struggles and storms of life, in God's family, there are strong ties that bind us together in such a way that we can weather any storm or attack of Satan. Let me share 3 of those family ties with you today. The first tie that binds together God's family, making us one, though we come from many nationalities, races, and cultures, is the fact that all Christians are born of the same Father. A passage of Scripture that illustrates this truth is found in Jesus' interview with Nicodemus, recorded in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Listen to these words. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again." It is obvious from this passage of Scripture that Nicodemus had difficulty understanding what Jesus had to say. Nicodemus was only thinking of the physical, natural birth. That's when Jesus went on to explain to him that physical birth and spiritual birth are 2 very different things. For a man to enjoy physical life and existence, he must be born. But for a man to enjoy spiritual life in Christ, he must be born again. And you see, my friend, every true Christian has experienced this new birth. There are many who claim to be Christians, some by virtue of the fact that their parents were Christians, or maybe that they live in a so-called Christian country. But being a true child of God means one has to have experienced the new birth. This new birth is not the result of a christening or a confirmation. It is the result of a personal, premeditated choice to repent of our sin and give our lives to Jesus Christ in faith. It is not earned by our good works or efforts. It is trusting in the sacrificial life and death of Jesus Christ when He gave His life on the cross for you and me. With His words, Jesus condemned not only the religious leaders of His day, but the whole human race as well. And my friend, because of our sinful nature, we too are lost. That is why Jesus came to give His life for the sinful human race. Through him we can be born again, this time spiritually, and become the children of God. Yes, the family ties of God's family are strong. We are all born of the same Father. But there is a second family tie that makes God's family a great family. It is the fact that we are bonded with the same fellowship. Listen to the Apostle Paul's words to the Ephesians, found in chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Did you get the whole flavor of Paul's inspired words? Keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father who is over, through, and in all. My friend, that describes something this world cannot imitate or duplicate. In a fragmented, hate-filled world, it is a joy to know that God's true family shares and enjoys a unity of spirit, purpose, and fellowship that transcends all racial, ethnic, and cultural barriers. The Father has blessed me with the privilege of traveling quite a bit in my ministry. I cannot describe the joy that wells up in my heart as I have worshiped and fellowshiped with believers throughout the United States and in several foreign countries. Whether it is an Indian reservation in Washington State, a rescue mission in a major city, Aztec Indians in the mountains of Mexico, forgotten people in the interior of Brazil, a small barrio on one of the many islands of the Philippines, or a congregation in the hustle and bustle of Taipei, Taiwan, or Tokyo, Japan, the same spirit and fellowship is present. Truly, God's people are one in the bond of love. There is a third family tie I want to mention today. All of God's family is blessed with the same future. Listen to Jesus' words in John 14, verses 1 through 3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am. Paul put it this way in his first letter to the Corinthians. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. My friend, there is a glorious future awaiting God's family. There's going to be a great reunion in heaven when every true child of God is going to be united with each other and with Christ for all eternity. My, what a day that will be. I'm going to be there. How about you?